This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Authorities in Afghanistan say a massive bomb blast late Saturday inside a packed wedding hall killed and injured dozens of civilians in Kabul. Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi confirmed the blast and blamed the enemies of Afghanistan for plotting the carnage. Rahimi said police and ambulances quickly reached the site and victims were transported to city hospitals. He said the nature of the blast was still being determined, promising to soon issue an exact casualty toll and other details. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bombing in a western part of the Afghan capital. The victims were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council on Saturday at a ceremony in Khartoum. VOA's Isha Sarai reports.
After months of negotiations and protests, citizens of Sudan flooded the streets to celebrate the formal signing of a political agreement that will determine the transitional government over the next 3 years. The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. With chants of Madaniya, which means civilian and signifies the success of a civilian-led movement, Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Saturday was a day of dueling rallies in Hong Kong. Tens of thousands of people gathered in Tamar Park in downtown Hong Kong to show their support for the territory's government and police. Meanwhile, across town, opposition protesters gathered by the thousands under umbrellas in continuing protests that have lasted for more than 10 weeks. The demonstrations began as peaceful protests to stop an extradition bill that would allow criminal suspects to face trial in mainland China. Since then, they have evolved into a movement for democratic reforms. Here in the United States, right-wing groups and counter-protesters gathered Saturday in downtown Portland, but so far it has been largely peaceful. We get details from AP's Mike Hempen.
Flag-waving members of the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters militia group were the first to gather, some wearing body armor and helmets, but they were met by black-clad, helmet and face mask-wearing anti-fascist protesters. Authorities seized weapons, including metal and wooden poles, bear spray, and shields from several groups. More than two dozen local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, were at the rally that drew people from all over the country. Early Saturday, President Trump tweeted that Portland is being watched very closely. I'm Mike Hempen.
Representatives of 180 nations met in Geneva Saturday to agree on protections for vulnerable species, taking up issues that ranged from the trade in ivory to the demand for shark fin soup. The gathering followed 3 months after the first comprehensive UN report on biodiversity warned that extinction looms for more than 1 million species of plants and animals. Inger Andersen is the executive director of the United Nations Environment Program. She says that responsible management of plant and animal species is possible.
Crocodiles were listed in 1975 in response to severe depletion. The crocodile industry is now worth over $100 million a year, and the illegal trade has all but vanished. And crocodiles are far more abundant than they were 50 years ago.
The World Wildlife Conference on Trade in Endangered Species takes place every 3 years. Its aim is to make sure that global trade in specimens of wild animals and plants doesn't jeopardize their survival. And Italy's interior minister appeared to buckle under the pressure Saturday and agreed to let 27 unaccompanied minors leave a migrant rescue ship after 2 weeks at sea. The Spanish aid group Open Arms said that they were disembarked on the Sicilian island of Lampedusa. For more, be sure to visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Oh, VOA1.